It's a warm fall morning in Rapid City as I meet with Masayuki Nagase. That sound you hear behind me is a technician sandblasting one of two 30-foot-tall granite spires that guard the entrance to Main Street Square. Yuki Nagase says his goal is to create images on the spire to symbolize the culmination of the sculpture project's theme, transformation, change, and hope.
Well, in spire, probably people find all the imagery of the animals, you know, like two wings and four legs, and some fish. And I composed this particularly first layer of the spire, different landscape, habitat, like waterscape with fish and grassland and the mountain and the hills and air.
This spire sits at the end of what's referred to as the Black Hills Stone Tapestry Garden. It's a series of granite stones on which Yuki has carved images reflecting the culture and scientific history of the Black Hills. Stones along the southern section of Main Street Square are called the Badlands Stone Tapestry Garden and represent the cultural and scientific history of that area of South Dakota. Yuki's work this year focused on bringing to life various aspects of Black Hills history.
This piece is kind of representing the period people reintroduced the horse. So horse is originally in this area, of course, but that's millions, millions of years ago. And it's extinct once. But horses remained in Europe, just came back with Spaniards, and that people adopted as a part of, very important part of life.
There are also images of wagon wheels, handprints, and boot prints to reflect the arrival of white settlers to the area.
So this is wagon wheels, and people started to migrate from East Coast to West Coast, and some people, you know, came over here and decided to stay also. So many movement in that period, the late 1800s.
And just as carvings that symbolize the wind tie together the various images Yuki created in the Badlands Stone Tapestry Garden,
I address the importance of an element of water, because water is a visual theme to bind all the stone together on Black Hills Stone Tapestry Garden.
Yuki also made sure to include images of trees that are indigenous to the Black Hills, the ponderosa pine, spruce, aspen, and ash. It's been 4 years since Yuki arrived in Rapid City to begin work on Passage of Wind and Water. Through intense heat, rain showers, hailstorms, and even an early dusting of snow, the sculptor has soldiered on to create what he readily admits is the most involved project of his long career.
One more year. And only one spire.
Well, one spire and one stone.
One stone. But still, are you able to approach the last year with a big sigh of relief and say, I only have this little bit to do? Are you pressured because this part has to be as good as the rest? What's in your mind?
Well, I want to, you know, give a kind of a sigh of relief, but I know it's not yet. So this winter I really have to work on the last spire, and that's my, you know, task. Big assignment. Yeah, I think it looks like physically, you know, much less, and I hope so, yeah.
So you'd be out of here by August 1st?
No.
Yuki hopes to be able to pace his work more easily next year. He also needs to decide how he and the Rapid City community will celebrate the project's completion. Yuki wants to include the many artists of different genres who've been involved with his work since the project began, as well as local teachers and students.
Do you see my bison?
Rapid City School's art teacher, Sarah Penfield, is here today with her students.
We have incorporated through Rapid City High School curriculum that we hope to really further promote to back the story behind the sculpting, and then to encourage young people to bring their parents down and really just appreciate the art form for what it is. Art appreciation, that's what it's all about.
For those who wonder if Sarah Penfield's efforts to teach art appreciation to her students is working, there's 12-year-old Ben.
It's pretty cool. It's really cool. Like, especially once you get to know, like, why he created it and, like, his idea of what it was supposed to be.
And what was that?
It was, like, the past and then coming into the future and then putting hope in for the past coming into the present and putting hope into the future.
I didn't think, but it is.
Yeah.
Asked why a 12-year-old boy cares about a 4-year-old art project like Yuki's, Ben says because it's something that was created when he was little, and it's grown up with him. South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.